In the heart of the American South lies a state rich in history, culture, and innovation. From its vibrant cities to its picturesque landscapes, Georgia is a tapestry of diversity and progress. But behind the scenes of this dynamic state lies a powerful entity that has both shaped and challenged this narrative, the Georgia Public Service Commission. Established in 1879, the Georgia Public Service Commission, or PSC, was intended to safeguard the interests of Georgia citizens, ensuring fair rates and reliable utilities. However, recent decisions have left many residents feeling betrayed.
So the Public Service Commission essentially is a regulatory body here in the state of Georgia. There are essentially elected officials who are tasked with governing utilities, consumer-related entities. And their whole role is to protect us, the consumers, and everyday hardworking families. The unique thing I would say about Georgia's Public Service Commission is that it's truly not really representative of the people across the state of Georgia in terms of who elected their official. And for quite some time, there's been a huge injustice to say that the commissioner that you're electing represents your area, when in fact, it does not electorally match that. And so there's a huge opportunity for us to really address that issue, because it's only fair that folks who do vote actually get someone who actually represents their district that they live in.
The Public Service Commission roles, there's five commissioners, and they are sourced from five different districts in the state of Georgia, but the way it works is each of the commissioners actually ends up representing the entire state of Georgia. So it doesn't matter which district you live in, you actually vote for every single commissioner who happens to be up for election if you're a resident in the state of Georgia. So whether or not you have Georgia Power, or you have a rural EMC, or you live in a municipality that has its own electricity, you actually still vote for these commissioners because they're elected statewide, essentially. So it doesn't really matter where you live. If they're running for office, you get to vote on these commissioners, all five of them.
In recent years, the Georgia Public Service Commission has come under fire for approving expensive rate hikes for Georgia Power, the state's largest utility provider. These increases have burdened consumers, particularly low-income families and seniors, with soaring electricity bills exacerbating financial hardships.
Today, the Public Service Commission approved a plan to raise Georgia Power rates. The average bill would go up about $16 a month beginning June 1st.
This on top of the nearly $4 rate hike earlier this year.
Today, the Georgia Public Service Commission approved a 6% increase to pay for the $7.5 million in remaining cost at Georgia Power's plant Vogtle.
The Southern Environmental Law Center estimates that just this year alone, the average ratepayer will pay another $24 more on their bill each month. Three more impending increases could double that over the next 2 years.
So Georgia Power, it's a monopoly. You know, when I'm a customer of Georgia Power, or anyone else in the state of Georgia is a customer, they don't have a choice when it comes to, you know, deciding who do they get electricity from. And electricity, it's an essential service, right? Like, you know, who can live without electricity in this day and age? No one, right? So Georgia Power effectively, as a monopoly, it has just like an immense amount of power when it comes to, you know, impacting our daily lives.
When we look at the facts and we look at what's happened historically at the commission, you see very clearly that there is a vested interest in allowing one utility to get away with whatever they choose to do with. For the most part, the Public Service Commission is responsible for regulating in the best interest of the state and for us as the consumers, what's best for us, right? And so what you have is through these two processes, one, the integrated resource planning, which is where the utility has to submit a plan on how it will meet demand, and then through the rate case, which is where it determines the pricing that is set forth, which is ultimately what gets determined whether our bills go up or not.
Georgia Power effectively has been raising rates on a very consistent basis, and the Public Service Commission's job and role is to protect us from these, like, you know, from making sure that Georgia Power is providing fair rates and prices so that they're not price gouging us. But I would say in recent history, the Public Service Commission has actually approved a total of $45 per month, you know, just a per month basis increase in rates for the average electricity customer in the state. So, I mean, that's a pretty massive amount. You know, people have been concerned about inflation, prices going up. I mean, most things are not going up that level. You know, so Georgia Power is obviously having an influence over our Public Service Commission because they're not protecting us from these really high rate increases. And it seems like every few months there's another major rate increase down the line. And sometimes it seems small, maybe like $5 here or $7 here, which, I mean, for certain people, that's even those are a lot. But when you add it all up together, it's really a staggering increase. And I don't really understand how the Public Service Commission can allow these if they're really doing their due diligence in terms of protecting the public and, you know, making sure that we're paying fair rates for electricity.
Adding to the controversy, the Georgia Public Service Commission made headlines in March of 2024 when it canceled elections for two of its commissioners, effectively denying Georgia residents the right to vote for their representatives. This move raised serious concerns about transparency and accountability within the commission.
The interesting thing about it is that for most Georgia voters, it's the least considered role when it comes to the ballot. And here in that same situation is that is the most pivotal vote when it comes to our elected officials for the state who are actually governing, who regulates our utility bills. And so your decision could very well be the reason why either your bill actually goes up drastically and also be the decision that determines whether climate environmental impacts continue to rage on. For a lot of Georgians, that critical vote is life or death for a lot of families who are impacted by fossil fuels, coal, and gas, when in fact, you know, data shows that solar, wind, and there's battery storage are options, but guess who gets to make the decision? Our Public Service Commission.
And because we elect these folks, you know, we have the opportunity to go to the polls every so often to select new commissioners. And so if you don't like the fact that, you know, these commissioners are allowing Georgia Power to get away with these massive rate increases, then, you know, certainly make your selections in the ballot. But also beyond that, you know, they need to hear from us too. You know, the people who are elected currently, they're going to be making decisions. And so if they don't hear from the public that they're not concerned about these, then, like I said, they're going to keep doing what they're doing. So folks should be calling the Public Service Commission. Folks should be showing up at their hearings. Folks should be sending them emails and making comments on the different proposals that Georgia Power is putting out there.
Despite these criticisms, the Georgia Public Service Commission continues to wield significant influence over the state's energy landscape. This includes, in part, many rural and suburban areas where residents get their utilities regulated in a slightly different way.
My name is Deborah Opie. I am a campaign manager, and I focus on democratizing electric membership co-ops, also called EMCs. In the early 1900s, electricity became popular, it became accessible, and they decided that they would move it into the urban areas. However, you had people that lived in rural areas and it wasn't cost effective. So even though they had electricity in the urban spaces, they were still working by lamps and candlelight in the rural spaces. Franklin Delano Roosevelt was president during that time. Most people know that he had polio, and he would often come to Warm Springs, Georgia to receive treatment. So while he was down at Warm Springs, he realized that they didn't have electricity. And he created an organization called the Rural Electric Association. Through the Rural Electric Association came electric co-ops. Now across the country, they're called rural cooperatives, but in the state of Georgia, they're called electric membership cooperatives. This is where the people actually pooled their monies together and created their own company to provide electricity in rural areas. Well, when it comes to electric membership co-ops, the Public Service Commission has limited authority. The authority literally comes from the member owners. And that's why it's important that as members, we connect with our EMCs, we understand our rights, and we make our voices heard. Because as member owners, we're the only ones who can hold them accountable.
The Georgia Public Service Commission must prioritize the interests of the people it serves. We need commissioners who are accountable to the public and who will fight for fair and affordable utilities for all Georgians.
There is an abundance of alternative options, clean energy options that are significantly cheaper, significantly reliable, but yet they choose to go down this path and at the risk of climate impacts, environmental harm, and increased rates.
You know, the Public Service Commission needs to hear from folks. If they don't hear from us, they're just going to keep raising our bills and claim, oh, the public's not, you know, not concerned.
These are normal, everyday people who have decided that they want to use their voices collectively to move the needle when it comes to democratizing EMCs, where the people who actually sit on these boards look like you and me.
As Georgia navigates the complexities of this modern era, the role of the Georgia Public Service Commission remains as vital as ever. It is a reminder that the decisions made within these walls have far-reaching implications for residents of this great state. For more information about Georgia Power, EMCs, and other city utilities in Georgia and how you can get involved, visit billsaretoohigh.com.